This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced his long-awaited proposal on immigration, a plan that aims to shift the approval process away from one that prioritizes family ties and humanitarian needs. In a Rose Garden ceremony, Trump said that the plan stops illegal immigration and establishes a new system that promotes American goals and ideals.
Some of the most skilled students at our world-class universities are going back home because they have no relatives to sponsor them here in the United States, and that's the only way. We want these exceptional students and workers to stay and flourish and thrive in America.
Trump's proposal would keep the number of green cards or permanent residency status issued at around 1.1 million annually. It prioritizes highly skilled and educated individuals with employment or investment prospects over those with family ties to U.S. citizens or with humanitarian needs. A cybercrime network that stole millions of dollars from people worldwide has been dismantled by police, Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
The defendants allegedly operated on underground, Russian-speaking online criminal forums, advertising their specialist technical skills. They were recruited by the Gosnym network leader, a man from Tbilisi in Georgia. Together, they're suspected of infecting their victims' computers with malware designed to capture their online banking logins and stealing money, which was then laundered to accounts controlled by them. They're accused of stealing an estimated $100 million from more than 41,000 victims. Europol said five Russians charged in the US indictment remain at large. The leader of the criminal network and his technical assistant are being prosecuted in Georgia. They've been stopped, but the task of bringing the most sophisticated of criminal gangs to justice remains.
Joe Davies of Reuters. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says he hopes the United States is not going to war with Iran amid rising tensions in the Middle East, as an Iranian diplomat downplayed such prospects. When asked if the United States is preparing to go to war with Iran, the president said, "I hope not." White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reiterated to reporters earlier Thursday that Trump wants a behavioral change from Iran and would oppose any aggressive actions by the Islamic Republic.
The key message is the one that we've delivered and that the president has delivered time and time again, is that we'd like to see some behavioral change come from them. We're going to continue the maximum pressure, and that, as the president has said, if they take action, they're not going to like what he does in response. They're not going to be happy.
Iran's ambassador to the United Nations told National Public Radio's Morning Edition Thursday that his country is not interested in escalating regional tensions. One day after the United States effectively banned Chinese telecom titan Huawei from building next-generation 5G mobile networks in the United States, the company warned the move would harm American workers. The company said in a statement it will do significant harm to American companies with which Huawei does business and would affect tens of thousands of American jobs. On Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order that bars American companies from using telecommunications equipment made by companies that pose a national security risk. The order, which declares a national emergency, is the first step toward formalizing a ban on doing business with Huawei. Alabama's restrictive abortion law signed Wednesday has some women in the state wondering if they can still get an abortion. AP's Rita Foley reports the answer is yes.
Women are calling medical professionals and clinics asking the question, can they still get an abortion? The answer, yes. Even though the governor just signed a bill that bans most abortions, the ban doesn't take effect for 6 months, and maybe not even then if it's blocked by legal challenges. Legal analyst Eric Siegel says Alabama and Georgia are just two states that have new abortion laws that will likely fall.
There will be lawsuits, and in all likelihood, lower courts will strike them down. They'll have to strike them down because they are clearly inconsistent with the court's precedents.
I'm Rita Foley.
And former President Jimmy Carter says he plans to teach Sunday school at his church this week, just days after undergoing hip surgery. The 94-year-old Carter had hip replacement surgery after falling at his home. He was released from a Georgia hospital and will continue recuperating at home. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.